Welcome back to the Roundtable. New York Times bestselling author Charlaine Harris has truly become a publishing phenomenon. Last year, she released two books, Dead Reckoning and The Sookie Stackhouse Companion, which debuted on the New York Times hardcover bestseller list at number 1 and 2, respectively. In October 2008, she became the only author to have an entire series place on the New York Times bestseller list simultaneously. Harris also drew new fans to her books when HBO announced the series is the basis for True Blood. The show has since earned a Golden Globe, an Emmy, and a People's Choice Awards, among many other honors. The fifth season of the hit show is set to premiere in June and is based on the book Dead as a Doornail. There are currently over 25 million copies of the 11-book series in print, and that number keeps growing. Deadlocked is the 12th installment of the Sookie Stackhouse series and picks up after the events of Dead Reckoning. And it's a great pleasure to welcome the woman behind it all, Charlaine Harris. Welcome to the Roundtable. Great to have you back. Thank you.
Well, thank you for inviting me today.
I always love having you on the program. I'm a big fan of your work and a big fan of this phenomenon. You know, you look at the fact that just what I read in the introduction, I think is interesting, that the fifth season of the show is going on the air, and it's based on one particular book. And is that typically how it's gone for the show?
Yes, though they're drifting further and further away from the basic book. Which is okay. But the fifth season supposedly will loosely follow the fifth book.
And how did you feel initially? I mean, obviously the people attached to this were, you know, first rate. It was a really big deal. And so that has to kind of loosen up the pressure a little bit to know that you're in pretty good hands.
I had a lot of confidence that Alan Ball could bring my vision to the screen. And I have not ever been disappointed.
And otherwise, as Robert B. Parker told me many times, you just take the check and shut up.
That's right.
Yeah, okay. All right. And that's a good way to do it, right? So meanwhile, back at the ranch, you're writing books. And you would assume that many of the fans of the show, there are fans, same people. You have people who read the books, you have people who watch the show, and they realize that there's differences, they realize that there are some parallels, but a lot of things are very, very different. But all you have to worry about is your series and the books that you write.
That's right. Sometimes readers and watchers get confused about the differences between the two. But all I can do is stay true to my vision.
How did you have any sense that one of the things that I found curious about in reading the books is that, and I'm wondering if the show had any influence on this for you, in the sense that did it give you in a way a license to be like anything could go, that it would be even a little bit more far-fetched? Because the series sort of went off, and you're like, wow, what's going on here? And I noticed that, like, reading the first couple of books before all of this hit, that they were a little more traditional, and then they became a bit more, a bit more fantasy.
Actually, the show didn't start until after perhaps the fifth.
Right.
Or sixth book.
Yes.
And I think the increased amount of fantasy in the books is due to the fact that I'm easily bored.
Simple as that?
Yep, as simple as that, I'm afraid.
And so with that, of becoming bored, you can just make them go kind of crazy, right? And anything can be, anything is possible.
Yes, absolutely. That's one of the great things of being the queen of that little world.
In being the queen of that little world, what do you think it is about that character, Sookie Stackhouse, that struck a chord, that had readers? I mean, you'd been around for a long time, writing a lot of different series, doing a lot of different things, and this is the one that took off like a rocket. What do you think it is about this character that struck a chord?
I don't know. If I had known, I would have written it much sooner. I really think it's because Sookie always tries to do the right thing, and she's very relatable, to use an overused modern term. She has everyday problems. She has to pay her bills. She has to get gravel put on her driveway. She has to worry about going to the doctor and her insurance. She has to go to work on a regular basis, and she can't just get off whenever she feels like it. So I think the fact that Sookie leads a very real life and yet has this huge element of fantasy in her life is very attractive to a lot of readers.
You wanted this always to be a first-person account? You wanted it to be her story?
I did, and that's the biggest difference between the TV show and the books. The show has to be from multiple points of view. The books are not. So that gives a lot of invention to the writers of the show that I don't have. I felt it would just be better to tell the story from Sookie's point of view. It just made her character that much more real.
Sookie, as I mentioned in the introduction, is a telepath, and she has this does not come without its challenges of being able to read people's thoughts. While many people would think that that's cool, it certainly provides many challenges to this woman, and I would assume that that's fun to explore.
Well, it presents a lot of problems as to why she didn't know something that she could have known because the person had been in her presence. But it is interesting also. People don't really think in complete sentences, as you'll know if you analyze your own thoughts. They don't think, in 10 minutes I'm going to hold up the bank at the corner of, you know, Oak and Main, and then I'll make my escape. That's just not the way people think. So she doesn't get the whole picture. She gets whatever they're thinking at the moment, and that might be a fragment. She's not a magical detective. She's just a person who hears a lot of bad stuff.
You use the word detective, and because you have great experience in writing mysteries, there is usually a mystery, if not a murder, at the core of these novels. Is that how you define them? I mean, do you look at them as mysteries?
Well, they're based on mystery structure, but that having been said, some books are far more mystery-based than others in the series. It depended on the part of her story I was going to tell.
And do you worry at all about, one of the things that I love about the story is because there's so many rich characters and there's so many people coming in and out and there's a lot going on. And why I think it's great that you put out the companion, because this is one of those series that sometimes you need help keeping track of it all.
Oh, absolutely! I keep the companion by my computer all the time.
You use the companion?
Oh heck yeah!
That's great. So then I shouldn't feel bad if I have to go back 4 books to figure out what the hell's going on.
No, you can imagine, I've written 12 of these.
Yeah.
It's impossible for me to remember what car someone was driving in book 3. It's just an incredible collection of facts.
And how this person is related to that person and what their history has been and the relationship and so forth.
Exactly, or how old they are. Because the books take place over about 2 years.
Yeah.
And I've been writing them for... 14 now, really. So there's a lot of time that has passed for me that hasn't passed for them.
Would you still be writing these if the, no fool are you, of course, that people are reading them and they want to read them. But do you see if this hadn't hit or it hadn't become the success on television that it's become, that perhaps you would have gravitated to something else?
Well, certainly if the books hadn't been successful, I wouldn't have been writing them because nobody would have paid me to do so.
Right.
So I guess yes. I wouldn't have. I wasn't sure after I wrote the first one if I'd ever get to write another one.
But now you've reached a level of success, and you can write whatever you want, I would assume. Yes. So is there ever a thought of saying, okay, well, maybe I'll go explore other things?
Yes, absolutely. The 13th Sookie book will be the last Sookie. I feel like she's done so well by me, I don't want to do less than my best by her. So I don't want to continue to write the books when the juice has run out of the series.
At what point did you feel, did you make that decision that perhaps the juice was gone?
Last year. I made it last year because when I was writing the 11th book, I thought, you know, I'm just not as up for this as I was for the previous books. And that was a big signal to me that it was time to wind things down. Having made that decision, I recovered my enthusiasm, so that was the right decision.
Because seeing that light at the end of the tunnel allows you to tie up all the knots and create some new issues that you can play with, I assume.
It does. I'm all about resolving things now rather than expanding the universe.
I've had the benefit of being at one of your book signings. Those are events.
Oh, they are. They're so much fun. Tiring but fun.
Yeah. But you know, it's different than a typical, I mean, people are very passionate about the characters and the books and they want to talk to you about it. And I would think, and the reason I brought it up is because I would think it would put a little bit of pressure on you to end it all because people have very firm ideas of how things should go.
They certainly do. And I give those ideas due respect. But really, the only opinion that matters is mine.
Yeah.
Because it's my book, and I've always known from maybe the second or third book on how I wanted to end it.
Oh, that's cool. Okay, so you've been leading to that for a while.
Yes.
Yeah. And then after that, the next step will be to, would you want to do another series like this or keep your options open?
I am doing another series after this. I've signed for 3 books in a completely different series. I'm very excited about it. I'm writing a graphic novel with Christopher Golden. The Harper Connelly books have been optioned for television. A new anthology is coming out this year that I edited with Tony Kellner. And honestly, I've got a lot of irons in the fire.
Well, in the meantime, the new book is just out. It's called Deadlocked. It's the 12th in the Sookie Stackhouse series, and season 5 of True Blood makes its premiere in June on HBO. Charlaine Harris, it's a great pleasure to have you on the program once again. I wish you all the luck in the world, and I thank you for being with us.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
Always a delight. Again, Charlaine Harris is the author of Deadlocked. It's published by Ace. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.